Elijah, hi, this is Roy. Thank you very much for your recorded message and for all of your kindness in it, actually. It was very heartwarming. I wanted to give you a little bit of a catechesis on the structure of the American election. And I don't have the time to really write it out, so let me try this as an experiment. The United States was not intended to be a country. It was intended to be a federation of states unified in a national structure, much like Switzerland, you know, Switzerland with their four cantons or whatever. And the intention was that the states are largely sovereign, independent, but each state gets to contribute to the decision as to who should be the president of the national confederation, which, of course, we call the United States of America. So the way it works is each state has the right to cast a certain number of votes in favor of somebody to be the president. And the number of votes each state gets is dependent on the population of that state. So, for instance, Pennsylvania, let's say, has 20 electoral votes, and California has 38 electoral votes, and Maine has 2 electoral votes, and so forth, depending on the population of the states. Each state independently on Election Day, which this year was November 3rd, has to hold an election through which it decides which candidate will get the state's electoral votes. Each state is free, quite free, to decide for itself what the structure of that election is going to be and what the rules of that election are going to be. However, in the Constitution, that's the national law that applies, you know, from the position of the federal government, it says that it's the legislature of each state which gets to decide how the state will determine who gets that state's electoral votes. It's the legislature, that's the little state parliament, that determines how the state's votes are going to be assigned to a candidate. Not the governor of the state, not the secretary of state of the state, not the, you know, court of the state, but only the legislature of the state gets to decide how the state's votes will be allocated. So on November 3rd, each of the states held an election to make that determination. After that determination is made by each of the states, they submit, first of all, the first step is that the state government has to certify the results of the election. In other words, the state government has to officially say, our 20 electoral votes have been determined to go to so-and-so. That's step one, the state certification of the electoral votes. Step two is that all of those electoral votes are officially tabulated. That takes place December 18th by the federal government. And then the federal government decides which candidate won on the basis of the number of votes that came from each state. So that election only takes place on December 8th. Of course, that election can be foreknown in a sense if it's known beforehand how each state's has announced their electoral votes will go. So on December 8th is actually when the true election, so to speak, for president takes place. And then from December 8th to January 20th, the last president, the current president, is still president. And then on January 28th, the new president, who was elected on December 8th via the elections which were conducted on November 3rd, gets to take office. So that's basically the structure. The Trump administration has filed lawsuits in many, many states because even though it's the state legislatures who have the only authority to determine how the elections are going to be run in that state, this year, because of the COVID-19 emergency and because of the crooked Democrat governors and judges, many states, including the most important ones in this election, like Pennsylvania, the governor just said, our rules are going to be different this year, and votes don't have to come in by November 3rd, but votes can come in until November 6th, and they can be counted until November 9th or whatever. Same thing happened in Georgia, same thing happened in different states. The problem is that by the U.S. Constitution, the national constitution, the governors didn't have the authority to change those rules in those states. The judges in those states didn't have the authority. The secretaries of state in Georgia, was the secretary of state that made the change, didn't have that authority. And therefore, the federal government does have the right to basically sue the state and say that your election did not follow federal law, because even though you could have extended the vote deadline, it would have had to be the legislature that extended it, not one person in the judiciary or the secretary of state of the state or the governor of the state. So there are lots of different grounds on which the Trump is basically taking this to court. Very different grounds. In some cases, the grounds are that the state's elections violated federal law because the rules of the election were changed not by the legislature, but by the governor or the secretary of state or whatever. In other cases, it's because large numbers of fraudulent ballots that violated the state's own laws were used. In some cases, it's that the state arbitrarily said that, for instance, absentee ballots don't have to be signed, even though the state law said that absentee ballots do have to be signed. And then on top of all of that, you have the problem that the tabulation equipment that was to add up all of the votes inside the different states was crooked and was programmed to maliciously throw away Trump votes and move Trump votes to Biden. So you have all of these different illegalities that were conducted. Not one of them has been taken to court yet. The strategy of the Biden campaign, which really means the strategy of the one world government, the strategy of the bad guys, is to make it a fait accompli, have everyone believe that the election is over, that Biden was elected, there's nothing to talk about anymore, and Trump is being irrational, criminal, treasonous, having a temper tantrum, and trying to undo something that was already done. So the strategy of the bad guys is to make people think it's a done deal, that it's over, that the election was won by Biden. Biden is going to foreign countries or talking to foreign leaders. He got the blessing of the Pope as having won the election. The election hasn't even taken place yet. It takes place on December 8th. There isn't a single state that has certified its electors yet. In other words, there isn't a single state that has officially said, you know, Biden has won our votes or Trump has won our votes. This is a kind of a propaganda campaign to basically pull the wool over people's eyes and make Trump seem illegitimate when he does take these things to court, and make him seem to be an illegitimate president when and if he takes them to court, if he wins, and if the court honestly looks at the evidence, he'll win. It's to illegitimize his next 4 years. And also illegitimize him in the eyes of the world and foreign countries and foreign leaders, and also to create riots. Because if on December 8th or sometime between December 8th and January 20th, it becomes clear that Trump has won the election, the left wants the maximum amount of destruction, the maximum amount of riots and so forth in the streets, and a kind of insurrection to oppose this supposed coup or illegitimate reversal of the election by Trump. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. I hope that's useful. And I will also send you, I sent you a link already to that live stream, so I don't have to do that. Thank you for everything. I still hope to see you in May. Give my love to everyone.